BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 9 through 11, Association Part 2. Apostle Paul lists Christians not to associate with. They call themselves a brother or sister in Christ Jesus, but continue to apply these six. They are sexual immorality, greed, idolatry, slander, drunkenness, that is substance addiction, and swindling, verse 11. The confessed Christian knows these are sins, but does not resist committing them. The five biblical sexual immorality were listed in the previous BDBD titled Chapter 5 Overview. Greed is an excessive or reprehensible desire to acquire or possess more than what one needs or deserves, especially with respect to material wealth. In short, greed is covetousness. Exodus chapter 20, verse 17, Deuteronomy 5, 21, chapter 7, verse 25, and Hebrews 13, verse 5, and 1 Timothy 6, 9, and Matthew 6, 20. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 instructs, quote, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." Apostle Paul includes idolatry in the list of six sins that a person who calls themselves a brother or sister continues to commit. That I must avoid. Yes, idolatry. According to Colossians chapter 3, verse 5, and Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5, a greedy person is an idolater. Jesus said, quote, "No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." Matthew chapter 6, verse 2. What do I desire more, God or money? Slander is speaking critically of another person with the intent to hurt and to give false testimony. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 16, Exodus chapter 20, verse 16, and it's also in Deuteronomy somewhere. Slander is as habitual as the other five sins before it. Every careless word said will need to be accounted for on Judgment Day. So said Jesus in Matthew 12, 36. Swindling or extortion or rapacious is to cheat or defraud of money or property and to obtain by fraudulent means. I cannot think of one company that hired me that did not keep to what we negotiated, and many of them went to a congregation somewhere. The often exclaimed Christian have heard that these six are sins, but do nothing to resist them in their hearts and minds. In their stubborn refusal, they resist the work of the Holy Spirit that desires to make them like Christ Jesus. In my six decades plus, I have seen men and women who remain trapped by these sins and yet remain popular in congregations because they are rich and or pleasing to look at. While the righteous, autistic, and quote, strange person cry lonely tears because they are isolated. I even heard a pastor say more than once that he told college students they do not have to associate with people they consider, quote, weird, even though they attend the same congregation as them. are we not guilty too? Matthew chapter 18, verse 10 should convict us.
CBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study.